All right, let's begin.
让我们以祷告来开始。
For God, as we study your word this morning,
亲爱的主，当我们学习你话语的时候，
would you open our minds to understand?
请你打开我们的心思意念，让我们能够明白。
Open our hearts.
也打开我们的心，去听到你的声音。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
The Pharisees.
这个法利赛人。
Counted all of the commands in the Old Testament.
他们把那个旧约里面所有的这个律法都给数一遍。
Every positive command, do this, 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 and this.
每一个这个正面的命令、诫命，比如说做这个、做那个。
Every negative command, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this.
还有负面的诫命，不要做这个，不要做那个。
And they totaled them up to 613 commands.
他们把它最后的归纳出来的总结就是613条诫命。
They then put them in order of importance.
然后呢，他把这613条呢，就按照那个他们认为的优先次序，就把它给列出来。
So that you could determine what was the most important to focus on.
所以他们觉得这样他们就可以决定每条是他们可以专注在最重要的方面。
And they would have said,
他们说
last week's lesson, what we've looked at in the prophets,
我们上个星期所看的先知书
they would have said, oh, this is absolutely right.
他们会说哎呀这个太正确了。
To be a holy person is to live a righteous life.
成为一个圣洁的人就是要过一个公义的生活。
And we've made it easy for you.
现在呢，我们让这个过公义的生活对你们容易一些。
Just check off 613 commands.
你把这613条都打勾。
Keep them all and you've got it made.
然后呢，你这些都遵守这些规条呢，你就成功了，你就过了一个公义的生活。
And there's a problem with that.
但是呢，这里边存在一个问题。
And that is when we measure a holy life by a list of 613 rules.
当我们来用613条规条来衡量一个圣洁的生活的时候
，we soon, if we think we're keeping them, we become proud.
如果你能够遵守这么多规条，你就会挺骄傲的。
Self-righteous.
自义。
If we think someone else is not keeping them.
如果我们觉得有些人没有去遵守一些规条。
We become judgmental.
就变得论断。
I will not discuss the topic in here.
我不会讨论他们那个讨论的主题。
But this week,my Twitter feed was filled with a huge debate.
然后我这个，因为我有个推特账户嘛，然后里面就有一个很大的一个争论，一个辩论。
And I have read it thinking of the Pharisees.
然后我在读的时候，我就想起来这个法利赛人。
Because on one side is a group of people, pastors, Christian leaders who are saying,This is the most important principle we need to be following today.
然后在一组呢，就是一群牧师啊，还有这个基督徒就说，这个是我们今天要遵从的最重要的原则。
And they're attacking a group that they feel is violating.
然后他们所攻击的就是另外一群，他们觉得就是违背了这个。
On the other side is a group who say, "Oh no, that's not the most important issue."
另外一群呢，他们就说：“哎，你们说这个原则并不是最重要的问题。”
This is the most important issue.
这个最重要的议题是这个。
And you all are violating this.
你们又违背了这个议题，这个最重要的原则。
And so they're in the process of sort of excommunicating each other from the church.
所以他们就在彼此就把对方给赶出教会，就是。
And it is sad.
然后令人难过的是。
Partly because I read it and thought.
当我读的时候我就想到
In 2000 years
这都过了2000年了
We have not moved far beyond the Pharisees
我们离法利赛人其实也没有比他们好多少
Who came to Jesus
这些法利赛人到耶稣面前
Mark chapter 12
到马可福音第十二章
And one of the scribes came and said
有一个就是文士到他面前来说
Which commandment is the most important of all.
就是诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？
Now, when we read this,
当我们读这个的时候，
it helps if you can remember what I just told you.
你记得我刚才，如果你还记得我刚才给你讲的，
How many commandments were there?
Six.
当那个法利赛人有多少条呢？六613条。
Was not asking just sort of an off-the-wall question.
所以这个法利赛人呢，不是好像一个突如其来的问题。
He was asking a question that was being fiercely debated on the first century version of Twitter.
所以他讨论的问题就是，好像在第一世纪的推特上，他们是非常热烈的在辩论的一个议题。
Which command is most important?
哪个条诫命是最要紧的？
And so Jesus is answering that question for them.
所以呢，耶稣在为他们回答这个问题。
Last week we talked about Micah 6:8.
上个星期呢，我们谈到了弥迦书六章八节。
And after class, someone pointed out that often people want to choose which of the three should we follow.
课后呢，就有人问我说，通常呢，有人就会就是辩论说，那三条。
Over here we have the group who says our passion is following after justice.
就是说那里边有三条，因为弥迦书六章八节，行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，里有人就说我们应该跟随哪一条呢？有一群人就说，哦，我们最重要的就是要行公义。
We pursue mercy.
但是这一群人就说我们要好怜悯，就是专门就是怜悯是最重要的。
And Rob says, I just walk humbly.
然后比如说最重要的就是我谦卑的与神同行，所以我们有。
It is not a multiple choice verse.
所以本身其实这三条行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑心不是个多项选择，选其中之一。
What does God require?
神所要的是什么呢？
All of the above.
所有的一切。
This is how we are called to live.
这就是我们被神呼召要去怎么样来过我们的生活。
We don't pick and choose.
我们并不是说选一条而选。
We don't decide that this is the one for me and this one over here to be for you.
不是说哦，这一条是给我的，我要遵行；那一条是给你遵行的。
We all.
我们所有人。
Practice justice.
我们都要行公义。
We all. Practice mercy.
我们都要好怜悯。
We all walk humbly with our God.
我们都要存谦卑的心和神同行。
That becomes the dailyOrdinary life of the believer.
那就是信主的人的每天的日常生活。
But when they asked Jesus,
但是让他们问耶稣
的时候， out of these 613 commands,
这613条的这个命令中，
which is most important?
哪一个是最要紧的呢？
And his answer is this.
那主耶稣的回答就是，
verse 29,
就是12章29节。
The most important is,
耶稣回答说第一
要紧的，
然后这时候耶稣所引用的经文就是申命记第六章。
What the Jewish people called the Shema.
那以色列人就把它称为 Shema.
A daily, we would say a creed, a summary of what they believe.
就像我们说就日常的信经，就是他们所相信的一个概括总结。
Deuteronomy 6.
司命记第六章第四节。
Hear, O Israel.
他说：“以色列呀，你要听。
”The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
耶和华我们神是独一的主。
And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
That's the most important.
那是最重要的诫命。
And he says.I know you only asked for one, but I'll give you two.
然后耶稣说你只问了一个问题，最第一要我给你两个。
The second is this.
其次就第二条就是。
And he quotes from Leviticus.
然后耶稣就从利未记引述。
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱邻舍如自己。
There is no commandment greater than this.
没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
We've looked at different aspects of what it means to live a holy life.
我们就是看到了就是过圣洁生活的不同方面，不同的层面。
But in Jesus' answer, we come to the core of the whole thing.
但是耶稣的这个回答就讲到了这个问题的核心。
Love God with all your heart.
就是尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
爱人如己。
And so we're going to spend about 3 weeks on these two commands.
所以呢，未来的三星期内，我们就来讲这两条诫命。
Augustine said, "Here is how you live as a Christian."
奥古斯丁说，这是你如何来基作为基督徒来生活。
Love God.
第一个是爱神。
And do what you want.
然后呢，就是随己意来行事。
Now it is very presumptuous for little me to disagree with Augustine.
当然就是说，对于像我这样一个微小的人，去好像跟奥古斯丁这样的人来不同，有不同的人，好像不对。
I do think he missed something.
我觉得他有。
And it is this.
然后我就觉得说，他中间他错，就是忽略
了一些东西。We're back to my very poor drawing from last week.
再回到我上个星期画的很糟糕的图片。
He says, "Love God."
他说爱神。
And I don't know how to show a person doing what they want.
然后我不知道来画一个人随己意行事，怎么把这个给画出来。
I think there is something missing, but let me explain his reason, and then I'll explain what I think is missing.
我觉得他中间就是他忽略到，他错失掉一些东西。我先来讲讲他为什么这么讲的原因，然后我再讲。
His reasoning is this.
他的那个逻辑，他的那个思维是，想法是。
I love God.
如果我爱神的话。
I will want to do what pleases him.
我就会想要去做讨神喜悦的事。
And so he says.
所以他就说。
Love God.
爱神。
And then follow what you want.
然后就开始跟随你心里所想的。
Because what you want will be what pleases him.
因为你爱神，所以你想要的就是会讨神喜悦的东西。
Now to that point, he's absolutely right.
到此为止，他都是完全的正确。
Brother Charlie.
比如说查理弟兄。
Loves his wife.
爱他的太太。
And does what he wants, he will want to do.What pleases her?
那他心里想做的是不是就是要讨他太太喜悦的事呢
？That's Augustine's.
这是那个奥古斯丁他的想法。
Now the reason I say there's something missing.
我之所以说这个中间好像他错，就是忽略了漏掉了什么东西的原因是。
Not to put you well. Let's put you on the spot.
现在把你放在这个聚光灯下。
Has he always known what you want?
那他，你的先生。总知道你想要什么吗？并不是。你看到这个中间的问题吗？有的时候
，love God，
有的时候我们是爱神
，but we don't yet understand what He wants。
但是我们却不真正了解说神真正想要的是什么。
And that is where I wish someone would give me a good drawing to explain.
我希望能有会画画的人在这儿帮我画一下。
That is where
那就是
I think we have to add this.
我们在这中间要加上。
Love God.
爱神
，study His word，
你去研读神的话语
，and through that，
通过那个
，my desires will be shaped to want what God wants。
我的那个心愿，我的愿望就会被塑造成、被改变成、更新成想要神所要的。
And then，
然后呢
？I can do what I want。
我就可以去。随己意去行事，就是。
My desires.
我这时候我的愿望，我的心愿。
Are to please God.
就成了要讨神的喜悦。
But my mind doesn't always know what that is.
就是我的心愿是要讨神的喜悦，但是我的思想上，我并不一定总明白神想要什么。
It is through feeding my mind God's word.
是因为用神的话语来喂养我
的心，
that I now know what will please him. 我的心思。那时候我就知道说到底是什么是讨神喜悦的。
And as I know what pleases him,
当我知道是什么是讨神喜悦的
I now want what he wants.
我现在就想要他所想要的。
For 15 years,
那有15年之久
Sue ate a vegetarian diet.
那我太太一直吃的就是素食。
She was trying to help her health.
他想就是说吃这个只是蔬菜这样的素食会帮助他的健康。
And so for 15 years when we went out to eat,
所以十五年之久，当我们出去餐馆吃饭的时候
I wanted to go to places that had good vegetables.
我就想要去那个餐馆里边，主是他们会有很好的这个他们的蔬菜呀、啊，这个素食做得很好，因为那是我太太想要的。
But again, we have to learn what does this person we love want.
所以我们首先要了解就是我们所爱的人他们想要的他们所需要的是什么
And that's where scripture comes in.
那就是说你要了解他想要的这就是说为什么我们要学习神的话学习圣经
I must confess that when her oncologist told her she needed protein so start eating lots of steak and meat I was much happier to want what she wanted.
我要承认啊，当那个就是那个肿瘤专家告诉他说他需要吃很，他需要蛋白质，所以他需要吃很多的牛排呀、啊，还有肉啊，我真的是挺高兴的。
So we're looking today at what it means to love God.
所以我们现在来看爱神意味着什么。
If I ask you first,
如果我首先来问你
，What's it mean to love God?
爱神意味着什么
？Love God with all your heart, all your soul.
Yep.
就是尽心尽性尽意爱主的神。那意味着
What does that mean?
那意味着什么呢
To love him with everything you have.
去用你所有的尽全力来爱他
Good morning, thank you God.
早晨起来
Good afternoon, thank you God.
Okay, now you're giving me a definition.
现在给、
okay.
Can I give a definition?
Yeah.
来，要不就说因为晚上昨天我在准备一个课然后呢晚上的时候累的时候有时候就想看看那个油管上有什么新闻然后我去了我知道我一旦点开了我的心思就会游开所以我跟神祷告我说如果爱神正好看说我就不要去看我就要忍住这课所以就没有去看所以我觉得那个是爱神这是我的一个解释
Okay, anyone else? What's it mean to love God?
那爱神意味着什么呢
To obey him
就是顺服神
Acknowledge that
就像尼克迪姆就承认说我并不是所有事都知道
Okay
行公义好怜悯纯点纯谦卑的心与神同行。
Let's look at a couple of examples from scripture.
那我们来看圣经中的一些经文。
Job.
约伯。
Try to imagine, as terrible as it is to imagine this.
虽然是很难想象，但是你来想
象一下。Imagine that you are in Job's situation.
想象一下，如果你在约伯的处境。
Sitting in front of the fire.
然后坐在那个火前面。
Your children have all died.
你孩子都死了。
You've lost everything you have.
你的所有的一切都丧失了。
Your health is ruined.
然后你的健康完全没了。
You're taking ashes from the fire and dabbing them to try to soothe the itching.
你从那个火中取炉灰，取那个炉灰放在自己的那个窗上面，在那儿刮。
Your wife says.
你太太对你说。
You should just curse God and die.
你就应该就是咒诅神，你就死吧。
And then your four closest friends come.
然后你最亲近的四位朋友来看你。
To sit down and tell you what you have done wrong to bring all this trouble on yourself.
告诉你说你到底因为你做错了什么，所以你现在有这么大的麻烦，这么大的灾难。
If you were going to complain.
如果你要开始来抱怨。
What would you complain about?
那你要抱怨什么呢
What would you ask for?
那你想你要要什么呢
okay.
我可不想听你这些
God, Please tell me what's going on?
你就会说神啊你告诉我为什么会这样子
Would anybody wish for the friends to disappear?
有没有人希望说这四个朋友赶快消失吗
Well, to make my...
到底什么可以让我的境况可以好一点
I would be inclined to ask God to make my situation better.
我也会倾向于说让神让我的境况好一点
whatever it was I did wrong better.
我也会说是不是我做错什么那我就向神承认然后让我的情况赶快好起来
I wish to die.
或者我就希望我干脆早点死吧或者希望说干脆就从来没有出生最好
All of that and to some degree
所有这一切
Job does ask for all those things at different points
其实约伯在不同的他的表达中都有表现这些想法
With ironically one exception he doesn't ever actually ask for God to to fix all of this.
但是奇怪的是，就是有点，他从来没有说让神把他的情况给好像弄好、修好。他有问为什么会这样。
I kind of think he's asking for God just to take the friends away when he says to one of the friends, well, you are certainly wise, and I'm sure wisdom will die with you.
我想他大概会希望说，神把他的朋友，让他朋友从眼前，这些朋友不要在他眼前，因为他说，哎呀，你们真是有智慧啊，要是你们死了，智慧就灭亡了。
One of my favorite moments in
Job. 这是我最喜欢的约伯所讲一个时刻，约伯。
But there is one thing that he complains about all the way through the book.
他虽然有一件事情他一直在抱怨的，整本书在抱怨的是什么呢？
And it is something that I'm afraid I would not think to complain about or ask for.
我想我自己，我担心的是我不会因为这件事抱怨，或者是就想到这件事会求这件事。
He never says.
约伯从来没有说
God, please give me back my money.
他从来没有说神啊，把我的钱都重新复，让我的财产能够复原吧。
He doesn't even ask for healing.
他甚至都没有求神医治他。
This is what he says.
他说的是。
And he says it different places in different ways.
他在不同的地方有不同的方式来表达。
Chapter 23.
在二十三章。
Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come.To his seat. Verse 3.
Okay,
he says, if I could come before God and talk to him.
如果我能到神面前跟他谈话。
Verse 8 and 9, I go forward, he's not there. I go backwards, he's not there. On the left hand, wherever I go, he's not there.
第八、第九节说，只是我往前行，他不在那里；往后退也不能见他。他在左边行事，我却不能看见。在右边隐藏，我也不能见他。
His great loss，
他最大的损失就是
，is that he can't find God，
他找不到神了。
And he feels separated from him，
他感觉跟神分离了。
And he seems to be thinking this，
他可能在想的，看起来他在说的抱怨的是
，if I could find God。
他的想法是，如果我能找到神，
I can bear up under all the rest of it.
这个别的所有的一切我都能承受。
Now I used to read that in chapter 23 as simply saying.
我以前读二十三章，我就觉得他简单的就是在说。
If I could find God.
如果我能找到神。
I could ask him why did this happen.
我就会问神为什么这些会发生。
If I could find God, he would give me an answer.
如果我能找到神，神会给我答案。
And I think that's part of it.
那就是部分的
，but it's not all of it.
可能是他想找到神的部分原因，
because、
但是不是全部原因。
29,
因为在第二十九章
，Job is looking backwards.
然后约伯就回顾过去的日子，
and、
从前的月份。
Remembering what his life was before all of this disaster came.
他在记想起来，在这些灾祸发生之前他的情况。
And、he says this.
他这样说。
The friendship of God was upon my tent.
他那时我在帐篷中，神待我有密友之情。
Verse 4.
Yes, God.
He says, God lived in my tent.
说神就住在我的帐篷中。
Other people would go far away to some kind of shrine to worship their God.
有的人，别的人呢要走很久了，到那个庙里边呐，或者是神龛那边去拜他们的神。
But the Almighty, he says.
但是全能者呢
？Lived in my tent.
却住在我的帐篷中。
We were close.
我们很亲近。
And that is what he misses the most.
那是他最想念的。
The next chapter.
再下一章。
Chapter 29, he's looking back to his situation in the past.
那二十九章呢？他在回顾他以前的情况。
Then in chapter 30, he looks at where he is now.
但三十章就看他如今的状况。
And he says, verse 19.
他在十九节说
，God has cast me into the mud, and I have become like dust and ashes.
神把我扔在淤泥中，我就像尘土和炉灰一般。
And listen to these words.
你听他所讲的。
And hear them, someone looking at God.
这又是一个人他在看着神
Someone who remembered just a few minutes before, he said, I remember when he used to live in my tent with
me. 他就几分钟前他刚讲过说，哦，我记得神就像朋友密友一样住在我的帐篷中。
And now he looks at God and he says,
他现在看着神，他对神呼求说，
I cry to you for help and you do not answer me.
说主啊，我呼求你，你不应允我。
I stand, trying to get God's attention.
我站起来想要你留意看到我，注意到我。
And you only look at me.
你就只是定睛看我。
He says, I'm asking for help and you just stand there looking at me.
然后我在向你呼求，寻求帮助，你就定睛看着我。
Verse 21, you've turned cruel to me.
第二十二章二十一节说，你向我变心，待我残忍。
With the might of your hand, you persecute me.
又用你的大能追逼我。
Do you hear how hurt Job is?
你听到这会儿约伯感觉多受伤害吗？
This is someone who was close to him.
这个是他原来跟他很亲近的。
And now ignores him.
现在好像就是完全的，然后现在完全的就是忽略他，他在他寻求帮助的时候。
It's someone who feels betrayed.
是一个感觉被背叛的人。
By the one he loved.
被他所爱的背叛的一个人的感受。
We come to the end of the book.
然后我们到了这个书的末尾。
Now we've talked about Job in here before.
我们以前在讲过约伯记。
So some of you, if you were awake, you will remember this.
如果我们中间还有人还醒着，可能还记得。
But some of you weren't here.
有些人可能当时没有听到。
And some of you who were here were asleep, so we're here. Job chapter 39, 40, 41.
约伯记三十九章到四十一章。
God reveals himself to Job.
神向约伯显现。
He doesn't tell him why it happened.
神没有告诉约伯这一切为什么会发生。
He doesn't do anything.
神也没有做任何事情。
But he says, Job.
他说约伯呀。
Here I am.
我就在这里。
And he asked a bunch of questions, and I don't have time to go through that again, but just to skip back to what we talked about before.
然后他神就问了约伯一系列的问题，就是我们几年前所讲过的，我现在没时间细讲。
Those questions are not a bully saying, Job, just shut up, look, I'm more powerful than you are.
这个问题不是好像一个霸凌的人就是对约伯说，约伯你闭嘴，你看我比你大有能力多了。
Job already knew God was more powerful than he.
当然约伯已经。
To hear that.
约伯当然知道说神比他更大有能力，他不需要听到这个。
These questions are saying to Job.
这些问题是在对约伯说。
When you thought I wasn't here, I was here.
当你觉得我不在这儿的时候，我其实在。
You couldn't see me.
你看不到我。
But I was still here.
但是我仍然在这里。
And when God is finished.
当神讲完以后。
Job says.
约伯说。
I heard of you.
我从前风闻有你。
I thought I knew you.
我以为我认识你。
In fact, I think he's thinking, wow, I'm really silly. I was just bragging about the time when God lived in my tent.
他可能想，哎呀，我真是笨了，我刚刚在那儿吹牛说神就住在我的帐篷中。
But I really didn't know him.
但是我是，他又在想说，我真的是不认识他。
I have heard of you.
我从前风闻有你。
But now, my eye.
现在亲眼看见你，所以呢，约伯他现在有一个不同的一个眼光。
Here's what I want you to see.
我想大家看到的是
，Job is now satisfied.
现在约伯就心满意足了。
He says, and it's kind of unfortunate. Our English translation say, "I despise myself, I repent in dust and ashes."
英文说的是我厌恶自己，或者说我的言语在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
The Hebrew word there is a word that has a much more helpful meaning, I think.
那个希伯来文里面有一个更有帮助的一个意思在里面。
Says, I heard of you.
说我听到了你。
Now my eyes see you.
现在我的眼睛也亲眼看见你。
I am nothing.
我现在是我什
么 I despise myself. I am nothing.
他说因为我什么都不是，所以我在懊悔自己，厌恶自己。
And here is where our English leads us astray.
那个英文在这里就把我们给带偏了。
I am comforted.
他说在尘土和炉灰中懊悔，那个懊悔的意思是说我在里边得到了安慰，就是我在尘土和炉灰中。
I really don't know why they did it, but the word that is translated repent there, every other place in Job is translated as comfort.
就是他翻译成懊悔这个词啊，在约伯记任何别的地方都翻译成，都被译成了这个安慰，但在这里被翻译成了懊悔。
Job is saying,
约伯说的是
I heard of you,
我听到了你
Now I see you,
我现在也亲眼见到了你。
And even though I am nothing,
虽然我什么都不是
I'm comforted in you.Dust and ashes.
我在尘土和炉灰中，我就得到了安慰。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because you're back.
因为你现在回来了。
You, I thought you were gone.
我以为你离开了。
You're back.
现在你回来了。
I'm comforted.
我现在心里就得到了安慰，我就大得安慰。我想大家看到的是
，When Job says this,
当约伯这样说的时候
，Does he have his health back?
他现在他的健康恢复了吗
？No, he's still scratching.
他还在那个用那个瓦片刮身上。
Does he have his family back?
他的家庭复原了吗？他的孩子回来了吗
？Does he have his wealth back?
他现在财富回来了吗
？And his friends are still there. The worst
thing. 最糟糕的是，他那个几位朋友还在他旁边。
By the way, for those of you who've never read Job very carefully.
如果对你们其中没有仔细读约伯的人
，Job's wife does get punished for her bad advice early in the book.
Yes, she does.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, 约伯的妻子的确是因为他前面给约伯这些糟糕的建议，后来得到惩罚。
For any of you who are mothers, you understand.
对，作为母亲的我们都能了解。
He had seven sons and three more daughters.
他后来又生了七个儿子，一个三个女儿。
So did she.
所以还有对他来讲他要在经济生产之后
She suffered.
所以他受苦了
Don't say that. Here's what I want you to see.
我想大家看到的是
If Job had died,
如果约伯死了
After verse 5,
在42章第五节之后约伯就死了
If he had died with nothing,
如果他就是什么都没有就这样就死了
Would Job have died satisfied?
那约伯是不是心满意足而死呢
yes,
是的
The rest of the book
那这个书的后半部分
It's for us、
yes.
这都是后边那个都是给我们的看的
But Job is satisfied
但是约伯是心满意足的他在第五节其实约伯就心满意足了
the book, God is showing off
我觉得在最后这部分神就在、
yes.
好像在有点像我们来夸口
I'm going to give him double of
everything
所以就说你看我、
exactly.
我给他怎么加倍来赐福约伯
But what's important to me is Job is satisfied
就是对我们重要的是约伯已经心满意足了
Because he has the most important thing in his life
因为他现在有了他生命中最重要的
All of your answers that you gave are absolutely right about what it means to love God
刚才大家说给我的就是爱神意味着什么大家说的都对
And I think Job sums them all up this way.
但是约伯把这一切都概括起来为
To love God
爱神就意味着
He is central priority.
他是那个最重要的是我们的中心
I obey him.
我顺服他
But the reason I obey him is not because I have the 613 laws.
我顺服他不是因为有613条规条
that the Pharisees had counted.
是那个法利赛人数出来的613条规条
and I've got to check them all off so that I can go to
heaven 我要把这些都画勾这样我才能去天堂
that's not why I obey
那不是我为什么顺服的
that's not why I obey him
那个不是因为我顺服
I obey him because I love him
我之所以顺服他是因为我爱他
he is the central priority in my life
他是我生命中最中心最重要的部分
And I want to please him.
我想要顺服他我想要讨他喜悦我再给另外一个例子
Second Samuel
在撒母耳记下
has a strange little story
有一个比较奇怪的小故事有一个不寻常的小故事现在大卫是做王了
And they are bringing the Ark of the Covenant
他们要把约柜带到耶路撒冷。
And the Ark of the Covenant represents God's presence.
约柜就代表了神的同在。
And it says this.
他这样说。
David danced before the Lord with all his might.
然后大卫呢就在 耶和华的约柜前极力跳舞。
And it says that David was wearing a linen ephod.
在那之前，他穿了细麻布的以弗德。
And he brought the ark with shouting and the sound of the horn.
他们就是带着这个，全家欢呼吹角，将耶和华的约柜抬上来。
And verse 16.
第十六节呢
？As they're doing this,
当他们这样做的时候
，David's wife.
那个大卫的妻扫罗的女儿。
Nicole looks out the window and sees her husband dancing in front of the.
大卫的妻扫罗的女儿米甲从窗户里观看，见大卫王在耶和华面前踊跃跳舞。
And it says she despised him in her heart.
心里就轻视他。
Why is David so excited?
大卫为什么这么兴奋，这么激动呢？
Bill Yancey, I usually don't read to you in class, but I want to read to you this.
一般那个杨飞利他写的，一般我很少在班上读这个别人这个写的，但是我今天要读一下。
Bill Yancey describes the scene like this.
这个杨飞利来这样描述当时的场景。
He's asking this question.
他问了这个问题。
Why is David?
大卫为什么
？A man who committed adultery.
就是这么一个就是犯奸淫。
Who murdered the husband to cover his sin?
就是谋杀了这个拔示拔的先生来遮盖自己的罪。
How did this man get the reputation of being a man after God's own?
这个人为什么会有一个被称为说是合神心意的人呢
？He says, "Here's why."
他说原因就是。
The ark comes.
和约柜来。
And when the ark arrives, King David totally lost control.
当这个约柜一旦进来的时候呢，大卫王好像就忘乎所以了。
Bursting with joy, he cartwheels through the streets.
然后呢，他就特别的兴奋，然后就冲到街上。
Like an Olympic gymnast who has just won the gold medal and is strutting his stuff.
就像那个。这个在奥运会上得到了这个金牌的这个体操运动员，然后他就在那儿跳舞。
The sight of a king doing somersaults in a scanty robe scandalized his wife.
就是如果一个王就像那个在那儿做空翻呐、啊，又是做各种这样的像那个这个高奥林匹克运动员做的那个体操运动员做的一些动作，让他太太觉得心里轻视他。
Until David set her straight.
然后大卫呢就把他给弄正了。
By saying, I will become even more undignified than this.
他就是对他的太太怎么给他太太说呢？说我会比这个更没有尊严。
I will celebrate before the Lord.
我要在耶和华面前欢庆。
And then Yancey says.
然后这个作者就说
David cared not a fig about his royal reputation.
大卫一点都不在意，他说作为这个王，作为这个皇家的尊严，这个面子。
As long as God could sense his jubilation,
只要神能够感受到他的喜悦。
He was a man of passion.
他是一个很有激情的人。
And he felt more passionately about God than about anything else in the world.
他对神的这个激情胜过对世上对神的热情胜过对世上的任何事情。
To love God.
爱神
means he's at the center.
意味着神就在我们的中心。
In suffering,
在苦难中
the absence of God is absolutely the worst thing that can happen.
就是好像神就不在那儿，这是能对你来讲，这是能发生的最糟糕的事情。我们看到这个在约伯记中。
And in David, we see
在大卫的
that in joy.
在喜乐中
the presence
在欢庆中神的这个同在
is absolutely the best thing that can happen.
是神的同在就是能发生的最好的事情
You see, turn Job 42 upside down for a moment.
你把那个约伯记42章翻转过来掉个个
What is it that in his desolation, what is it that grieves Job the most?
在约伯的苦难中让约伯最难受的最悲伤的是什么呢就是神不在那儿
When he has no money,
当他没有钱
no family,
也没有家庭
no health,
也没有健康的时候
and some lousy friends,
还有一些很差劲的朋友
the thing that he misses the most is God.
他最思念最想念的就是神
Now let's go backwards.
然后让我们倒回来
to where he had a beautiful family.
当他有一个很美好的家庭。
Great health.
也身体健康。
And more money than
Bill Gates. 比那个比尔盖茨还有钱的时候。
What made Job the happiest?
那让约伯最高兴的最幸福的是什么呢？就是神的同在。
His joy was found in God's presence.
他的喜乐就来自于神的同在。
And his greatest sorrow was found in God's absence.
所以他最大的痛苦也是神不在。
David's great joy is when God is happy.
对大卫来讲，他最大的喜乐就是神也高兴。
And in Psalm 51,
在诗篇五十一篇。
When the prophet confronts David about his sin with Bathsheba,
当那个先知来质问他，就是面对来挑质问他和那个拔示巴的这个关系的时候
，This is David's greatest sorrow.
那大卫他最大的痛楚、最大的悲伤是什么呢
？His great sorrow is not.
他最大的痛苦还不是。
Oh no! I broke number. 12 on the list of 613 rules.
他最大的痛苦不是说，哎呀，我怎么把那个613条中的第12条违背了呢？
This is his great sorrow.
他最大的悲伤就是
I know my transgression.
我知道我的过犯。
Against you, you only have I sinned.
我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。
I've done what is evil in your sight.
在你眼前行了这恶。
You hear what he's saying?
你看到他说的吗？
God.
神呐、啊、
I have broken your heart.
我让你真的是让你心碎。
God is the central figure in his life.
在约伯的不是在大卫的生命中
I was wondering,
神是最中心的人物。
If Job even knew this, I thought he probably did.
We don't know what he had. He had no Bible as far as we know.
约伯是不是知道这个撒旦的存在呢他是不是知道那时候那个约伯是没有圣经的。
There's a whole lot of things in the story of Job that we don't know and don't understand.
在约伯记中有很多的事情我们是不明白也不了解。
I've met several people who understand it all and I'm pretty sure they're wrong.
我有一些人我认识他们什么都知道但是我觉得但是我确定他们是错的。
But here's what we do know.
但是我们所知道的是从约伯记里面。
What broke Job's heart?
什么让
He looks around and you can't find God.
让约伯很伤心很心碎的就是他周围看看找不到神
David and Job together tell me this
约伯和大卫他们一起就告诉我
What ought to make me happiest in life
在我的生命中在我的生活中应该让我最喜乐最高兴的事就是
is finding joy in my relationship with God
就是在我跟神的关系中找到喜乐
And what ought to motivate my obedience to God?
要让我就是就是触动我去对神顺服的应该是
Is not fear that if I break one of the 613 rules, I'll go to hell.
不是说我如果违背了这613条规定中哪一条，我就要去地狱了。
What ought to motivate my obedience to God?
应该推动我们去顺服神的应该是。
Is that I want to make you happy?
就是我想要神高兴。
I don't want to displease
you. 我不想让他不高兴。
Now, do you see how that relates to what we looked at last week?
你看到这个跟我们上个星期所讲的怎么样是相关联的吗
？Because it becomes much, much easier to obey those commands.
因为更容易的就是你去遵守这些规条、这些诫命。
Last week we talked about.A holy life is obedience, living a righteous life.
上次我们讲到圣洁的生活就是顺服，就是过一个顺服的生活，公义的生活。
That's much easier.
其实那个是更容易的。
If it's motivated by love.
如果你是出于爱的话，你是被爱所触动的话，这样的去过一个公义的生活，就是顺服就更容易。
It is not easy at all.
但是呢，如果这样就很难，就不容易。
When it's motivated by fear and dread,
因为是你是出于恐惧去做的，出于害怕去做，那就很不容易。
You'll hear this story again in a sermon sometime.
也许你以后会在那个讲道中再次听到这个故事。
But please, when you hear it, just act like it's the first time you've ever heard it.
如果你听到，就相当于表现出来好像装，你是第一次听到。
It'll encourage
me. 因为这样。
But I read about a lady whose husband was an abusive tyrant.
就是有一个女士，她的先生就像一个那个虐待的暴君一样。
They got married.
他们结婚了。
And he gave her a list of rules.
这个先生就给了她一个清单，叫她。
This is not a suggestion.
这个不是一个建议。
Although I'm sure he needs it. So if you do this, I'm sure.
如果你这样做。
She was taking notes.
我要死她了。
His breakfast.
So, 他的这个早餐
was to be ready at this time every morning.
每天早晨要在这个点之前，你把我早餐给做好。
When he got home from work,
让我下班的时候
he was to have this many minutes of rest in his chair.
我需要这个多长时间坐在我的椅子上休息。
Supper was to be served hot.
然后呢，晚餐必须要是热的。
His laundry was to be done each week on Saturday.
然后每个星期六呢，要洗我的衣服。
Shirts folded this way, etc., etc., etc.
然后我的衣服要给我叠成这样子，然后很多的规条。
The lady, he was, would fly into a tirade if she forgot something.
如果这个妻子忘掉什么事情，这个先生就会暴怒。
So she did it.
所以他就这样做了。
And lived miserably.
过得当然很痛苦，很难受。
For 20 years.
这么，你说过了20年。
And then thankfully, she died.
感谢的是，令人感谢的是，这个人后来这个当先生死了，过了20年。
3 years later.
又过了3年了。
His wife said thankfully.
这个太太大概觉得心里挺感谢这个先生，终于。
She met a man.
过了3年，这个太太又这个遗孀就碰到一个另外一位，碰到了一位男士，这个男士很爱她，他们也结婚了。
No rules。
这个男士呢就没有给她任何的规条，也没有给她写出来任何规条。
But she said that one day she was cleaning out some drawers。
然后有一天，这个女士在清理抽屉的时候，整理。
And she found this list that her first husband had written.
然后就看到他那个去世的先生以前给他写的这个清单。
Piece of paper covered with tears from those years.
当然，那张清单带给他很多的眼泪，很多的痛苦。
And she started to just rip it up.
他就把那个字给他撕了。
But she stopped.
他突然停下来，就看那个清单。
Every morning.
每天早晨。
When her new husband got up.
当他的那个现在的先生起来的时候
She had breakfast for you.
他已经把早餐给他准备好了。
Every night when he got home, she would say, you rest for a while, you're tired, sit down for a little while.
当每天他的
supper ready.
下班的时候他就会对先生说你现在累了你先休息一会儿我去
做
晚餐。
Now, man, I'm not suggesting this is how it ought to be. I'm just telling you the story.
先生们 我可不是建议你们。我只是给你们讲个故事你不要回家就去列个清单。
Everything that was on that list,
每个在这件事在这个清单上的事情
she now did.
她现在也做
happily, joyfully,
而是高高兴兴地做
because now she was doing what she had learned that her husband who loved her really liked.
因为她现在做的是很爱他的，让他觉得很爱他的先生所喜欢的事情。
And he wasn't going to fly into a rage if she didn't do it.
如果他没有做，他现在的先生也不会大发暴怒。
But she had learned that, you know, when he got home, he really enjoyed that 15-minute nap.
因为他也知道说他的先生现在的先生如果回家让他休息一会儿，他会很高兴。所以他也很高兴让他的先生能休息一下。
And she said, "Here's what I realized."
所以他就说，我现在就意识到。
What I did out of fear.
我那个出于恐惧所做的。
And what I did out of love.
还有的就是我出于爱所做的。
On the outside might look very similar.
从外表上来看他的行为他做的都是一样的。
But in truth.
但是在实际上呢。
It was entirely different.
确实完全的不同。
Now, that story is not at all about how a marriage ought to look.
那个这个故事完全不是讲说婚姻应该是怎么样的，应该看得像什么样的。
So don't you men ask?
所以先生们
breakfast, do you love me?
不要到早晨就去问你的太太。早餐说你爱我吗？你怎么没做？
That story is this.
这个故事告诉我们的是
I can try to keep the 613 rules.
我可以试图去努力去遵守的613条规则
out of fear.
出于恐惧、yeah. 出于害怕
and life will be miserable.
如果你这样做的话你的你活得就很难受
and unfortunate.
不幸的是
I have met And maybe you have met some Christians.
我碰到过，大概你也碰到过这样的基督徒。
You live that way.
就是那样生活的。
Their life is all about fear.
他们的生活就是充满恐惧。
What to me is a very sad memory as a pastor.
作为牧师，就是让我其实挺难受的。挺难过的一个回忆就是
I was sitting with a man who died later that day
那我跟一位男士他后来那天又去过世了晚一些时候他又过世了我跟他坐在一起
and he knew that he was you know it was the last day
他知道那天他就这是他就他这一天大概他就要离开人世他也知道
and this man was a good Christian who I am sure is in heaven
他是一位很好的基督徒，我很确定他在天堂，他得救了。
But I also knew him well enough to know that he had lived much of his life motivated by fear.
但是我也认识他，知道说他的生活呢，他很多时候他是做很多事情是基于恐惧。
And he looks at me.
然后他就看着我。
And all of a sudden he says, Pastor.
他突然之间就问我说，牧师啊。
I got my paycheck.On Friday, this was on.
我看他那天，他那天是星期一。他说我星期五有到收到我的那个工资。
Got my Social Security check.
他说这是我的那个我的那个社会安全的那个给我的那个一张支票。
But yesterday I was too weak to come to church, and so I haven't given my tithe.
但是我昨天就是我身体太不好了，没有劲儿，我就没去教会去奉献十一奉献。
And you think I'll be okay?
你觉得我安全吗？我还好吗？
In other words,
换句话说
God's gonna punish me for this.
神会不会因为我没有十一奉献就惩罚我呢？
You understand?
你知道吗？
It's a lot of fear. It's a lot of fear.
这个人心里有很多的害怕和恐惧。
The difference between that and an attitude that says,
这种态度跟一种态度说
God, God, it brings me so much joy to give.
我爱神，所以当我向神奉献的时候，让我很高兴，很喜乐。
Outwardly,
表面上，外边看
，the same envelope is going in the same box, and it may include the same amount of money.
就是同样的钱，同样的就放在同样的奉献箱里。
But one is,
但是一种奉献是出于
，If I don't give my 10%, God may get mad and punish me.
如果我不给神十一奉献，神可能会生气，就会惩罚我。
And the other,
另外一种就是
God has blessed me and I love him and if I can give to him to make his work spread, what a privilege.
神祝福了我神也给我如果我能够就是去奉献让神的功可以扩展那多大的喜乐呀
Alright, we'll break this down some more next week. What
我们下一星期再细讲就是在我们的日常生活中会怎么样
Dear God, would you give us a love for you?
亲爱的主，求你给我们这种对你的爱。
That we will obey you not out of fear but out of love.
所以我们对你的顺服不是出于恐惧，而是出于爱。
That our obedience will be motivated by hearts that love you.
所以我们的顺服是出于一颗爱你的心，是出于被这样的爱你的心所触动。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.